It's something that Donegal County Council, and I think all of us, would welcome here to help us combat ongoing littering issues throughout the county and throughout the country. So what this involves, basically, plastic and aluminium and metal containers from 150 millimetres up to 3 litres, that basically people will pay a small deposit when they purchase these goods, and then they will be able to bring back their empty containers to vendors and they'll get a refund or a voucher.
Some smaller businesses have got exemptions. Chip fans, I know, have them. Some small shops as well. In the case of items bought from those shops, what should people do?
Yeah, well, basically everybody who actually sells these containers or these the cans, containers, etc., and the plastic containers, they were actually required to register under the scheme, and they can apply for an exemption. But they will need to actually be able to display that they have an exemption, and that in that case, then they people would be required to take them to other vendors.
A lot of people aware that it's coming into effect this week. A lot of people perhaps not, and important that people look into this just to see what they're going to be faced with, because, you know, as of Thursday this week, it's real.
It is, and it's something, as we say, we welcome it, but it does need to be promoted. That's part of the reason we had it on the council agenda today. We wanted to bring it to people's attention. So what we are asking people to do is try and make themselves aware, that's obviously vendors and people purchasing, that from the 1st of February, people will be required to stock, or to any other new purchase that they buy any of these containers, that they will be obliged to care to purchase those with the barcode under this new scheme. It's called return deposit and return scheme, and further information can be found on www.return.ie. And so we just invite people to do that. I'm sure we will run into some teething problems initially, but I think that this is something that we welcome and we think will help support the really good work that our community groups, our Tidy Town groups, etc., throughout the country are doing. We have 5,500 to 6,000 volunteers out there on the big spring cleanup in the coming weeks and months, and this will definitely help be a step in the right direction.